Well, before we go to prayer, let's look at the concept concerning yielding our personal rights, which we were dealing with before. We want to talk about yielding personal rights, and just an addition to this, that as you're trying to help people come to the place in home conflicts and other things, you want to be ready to relate personal rights to levels of conflict. In order to determine which of those claimed personal rights are involved in home conflicts, and I call them claimed because we have no rights before God, but we feel like we do, you need to be aware of the four possible levels of conflicts. To help someone yield a surface right when a root right is also involved will produce only a temporary solution. The root will continue to feed the surface. So as an example, a young lady reported, "I got a phone call from my girlfriend and we were talking about two guys. My mother was listening on the extension and at the supper table repeated what I had said on the phone. I asked her if she had been listening. She said she had. I said she had no right to listen into my conversation. She said she has a right to listen because she pays the bills and she is the boss. So I got mad, called her sneaky, told her that she wasn't an understanding person. We really told one another what we thought. For 2 days, things were strained, and then all of a sudden, we both forgot it. But now I don't trust her, and vice versa." I never have trusted vice versa. I don't know. Let's look into this idea, then, of examining the levels of conflict. We'll look at the levels of conflict, the conflict itself in this story, and then the person's rights involved. So first of all, the surface problem in this case, the conflict was open hostility. Mother listening in on phone conversation, that was unacceptable. And why? Because the person's rights involved, the right to have privacy on the phone. Now that's just the surface, you see. That's what was there riding on the surface. But let's go a little deeper. There was a surface cause for that problem, and that was distrust. The mother feeling the distrust of the daughter, that's why she was listening in. But now it results in the daughter with the mistrust of the mother as well. And this is based on the daughter's claimed right to make personal decisions apart from parents. I'll live my life aside from your judgment. Those are the surface problems and the surface cause that can actually spring from a root problem. And the root problem here would be moral impurity. The reason why this mother was listening is she recognized that this daughter was straying. A young person making a wrong choice of friends and unwholesome dating habits. And she feels she has the right to date the boy she chooses, the right to satisfy self. This may come down to the very root cause, resisting the grace of God. In this case, a moral problem, young person failing to yield self to the total disciplines of Christ, feeling that they had the right to resist the grace of God. So we think of surface problem and then the surface cause. This is the problem. What caused that problem? See? Distrust caused the problem. Well, what then caused, what was the root problem that fed that surface cause? Well, it was the mother detecting a moral impurity in the daughter. And then what is the root cause of that moral impurity? Resisting, all the root causes are resisting the grace of God, either by bitterness, by immoral attitudes, or by a profane lifestyle. We want to notice then, if you decide that this is important for you to yield your personal rights, to recognize that God only lends us privileges and we don't really have rights, when you yield up your personal rights, then there are three results that you should be expecting. The first one is this: expect God to test his rights. You say, I'm going to give him this right. Expect God to keep it and not give it back to you. This is a test. When we yield our claimed rights to God, we can expect that he will allow situations to develop in which these rights will be withheld from us. If we become angry when this happens, we recognize we did not completely yield those rights. Anger may also reveal related rights that were never identified before. So watch yourself. You're being put on the test here, you see. The second result is learn to develop inward qualities through the loss of rights. Recognize that what James says is fact. Count it all joy because the exercise of your character will develop that character, gaining patience or endurance, learning to be a little tougher in your soul. The deep inward feelings that result when our personal rights are withheld provide excellent motivation to personally identify with Scripture. Somebody was reading the Psalms and said, what's the problem with this guy? He's whining about everything. He sees everything bad. All these people are against him, all this stuff. And then they came to the place where they felt down. They felt depressed. They felt abandoned. And you know what? Those Psalms just opened up to them. When they felt what the author felt, then these things were rich with insights into God's character and all of that. So when God withholds from us a right that we have yielded to him, we can expect that he will give us corresponding insights into his word. This is a pretty good trade-off, because these rights were never ours in the first place. We hand them over to God, and he opens to us, because we feel that lack, he opens for us the word of God to us. So in order to gain this insight, we must first learn what he says about the right he is testing. Let me give you some examples. Example scriptures: testing the right to self. We will come right up against Jesus Christ. Mark 14:36, he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. This is the entire bowing, even for life and death, to the will of God. Again, testing the rights of a dating relationship, we have to come to Psalm 73:25, that cries out, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. Your greatest love is him. As much as we love others, we love him more. Then testing the right to choose your clothing. Teenagers love to make those that right. 1 Peter 3:3-4. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, wearing of gold, putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. God tells us here, that's not the important thing. It's what's showing from the inside. And then testing our right to have and use money. Well, let's come to Colossians 3:1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You have to deal with this petty stuff. You know, somebody said, don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet the sweaty stuff. That was their motto right there. Again, testing the right to our possessions. Let's bow with Job and say, who said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return thither. I'm not going to take anything with me. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You say, I used to have, I used to own, I used to drive, I used to this, whatever it is, you know. Well, praise the Lord for those wonderful memories when the Lord blessed you with special things. How about testing the right to friends? I have my own friends. Thank you very much. Well, Matthew 10:40. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. If there are those who reject your God and reject your Christ, these are not people that are really your friends. They are the ones seeking to lure you from the truth. And then testing the right to choose our music. Other personal things like that. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, or to God, to the pulling down of strongholds. So then he says, casting down imaginations. This is the word for reasonings. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Sensual music will not bring your thoughts into obedience of Christ. And then testing the right to determine our future. My ambition, my desire. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, these little added things, will be added unto you. Testing our rights, the right to our health. 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul dealt with it. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, Paul answers, will I glory in my infirmities, my being infirm, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. How about testing your rights to having a reputation rather than people thinking bad about you? Psalm 23:3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What people think about you pales to what God thinks about you. And then lastly, testing the right to make your own schedule. Matthew 23:11. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Well, the third result that we see when we yield our rights is that we have to, the flesh tries to rise up and say, oh yeah, well, I give up that right, so I give up my responsibilities too. Distinguish between rights and responsibilities. In yielding rights, we must be careful to not yield responsibilities. Don't think we're getting out from underneath it. For example, a student cannot say, I gave my right to good grades to the Lord, so I'm not going to study so hard anymore. No, it's your responsibility to study. The parent cannot say, I gave my right to discipline my children to the Lord and have stopped correcting them. Not your choice. These are responsibilities given by God and must not be confused with our perceived rights. We are still held responsible for that.